This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Joined on the phone now, live by Jessica Allen, who, Jess, was just drafted number 8 by the Adelaide Crows in the AFLW second ever draft. First of all, Jess, good morning, and how are you feeling?
Hello. Good, thank you. It's been a pretty surreal experience. Didn't really expect it to happen at the start of this year, but, yeah, been a pretty cool ride and, feeling pretty good right now.
Now, you're from Millicent, what age did you start playing football?
I actually started when I was about 4 years old, running around playing Auskick. Dad was the coach down at Beachford and played with both my sisters and all the boys.
That's fantastic. And now your sister playing up for the Crows, that would have been great to hear that you were going and playing with your sister.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She actually came across to the draft with me, so it was pretty cool to have her there and share the experience and that.
What was it like leading up to her? Because obviously Sarah's probably going, well, I want you to come to Adelaide, and but there's a lot of clubs. Like, obviously you're South Australian, so you probably get a preference towards the Crows, but if anyone wanted you earlier, they could have had you. What was it like leading up? Had you been speaking to Adelaide going, oh, yeah, we think we're going to take you pretty early? Like, what was that experience like?
Well, because it's a women's draft, it's actually a bit different to the men's, where it's a state-based draft. So I actually nominated to South Australia, so I could only actually be taken by the Crows.
I did. It's funny you mention that, because I was looking at the website 2 days before the draft, and I saw that there was a state nomination and state selected by. So I was curious about how that works. So technically, you're the first South Australian pick.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
What was it like hearing your name read out? Like, that would have been a whirlwind of different feeling, because, like, obviously you're hearing probably it's going to happen, but until it actually happens, you can't really have that feeling, hey?
Yeah, exactly. Because obviously I flew over the night before, and so I was sitting there in the lead-up hearing all the other picks, and, I got pretty nervous, and I was still with that little bit of doubt, like, is it really going to happen? But, once my name got read out, it was just, a wave of different emotions, and it was pretty cool to stand up on the stage with all the other top picks and, just soak up the experience.
Well, mate, we couldn't be more proud of you. Number 8, going to the Crows. No matter what happens in your career, you always went down as the 8th pick in this year's second ever AFLW draft. Very proud of you, mate, and we're looking forward to keeping in touch with you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you very much, and thanks for having me.
Come on, come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.